Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. Let's hear from the Bible first of all. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life, for those who are not holy will not see the Lord. The United Kingdom is blessed with a huge number of amazing gardens. As we revel in the beauty of the flowers, shrubs, and trees, it's absolutely right for us to give thanks to God for the miracle of creation. But the fact is that, normally out of sight, there are large teams of gardeners who've worked incredibly hard to plant, cultivate, weed, and water the gardens. The gardens are a partnership between God and the gardeners. Church life is exactly the same. Without God, there would be no church. But he looks to us to work hard to enable the church to flourish. And here he points to two areas of hard work, which are our own responsibility. We must work at living at peace and living holy lives. Living at peace is constantly demanding. When you look at a peaceful family or organisation, it will give the impression that it all happened with ease and inevitability. But we all know that peace only happens where there are peacemakers, people who go out of their way to create and maintain it. Peace is, in fact, extremely fragile, and it doesn't take much to damage it. That's why the writer urges his readers to work at living at peace. The other area that requires work is holiness. The word holy means separate. And so the holy person is the one who goes out of their way to live for God, deliberately separating themselves from anything that is not godly. The important point to take on board is that holiness won't just happen. Meeting with other Christians, singing songs of worship, reading the Bible and praying are all splendid activities, but they won't make you holy. Holiness comes by deliberately shaping your life in a way that pleases God. Let me pray with you. Lord God, fill us with your Holy Spirit right now so that we will be the people you want us to be. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.